With SDPB News, I'm Jeremy Ludeman. State officials are launching a program to replace roughly 3,000 dilapidated structures across South Dakota. The state will use $1 million from the Federal Community Development Block Grant Program to remove the blighted buildings and put more residents to work. Aaron Scheibe with the Governor's Office of Economic Development says working-class South Dakotans will benefit from the Bulldoze, Build, and Beautify program.
The solid workforce of a lot of our companies throughout the state, individuals who earn a good wage, so they're not eligible for a lot of housing assistance programs, but maybe are not in a position to go out and to build their own house in the country or on the edge of town.
Scheibe says communities need to send a quick letter of intent by August 18th. Program officials will ask for a more thorough application later. The City of Sioux Falls and the State Department of Corrections are looking at ways to improve safety on the road that leads to the state's largest prison. The Argus Leader reports the city painted a bike lane, and narrowed driving lanes this spring along the road to the state penitentiary. The city will collect data over the next month with traffic counters to see if the changes made a difference in average speeds. Warden Darren Young says he began thinking more seriously about safety last September after a teenage driver struck an inmate on a bicycle. He says that between 60 and 70 inmates work release, often face speeding drivers when they ride to and from the state prison's Unit C every day. The South Dakota Air National Guard has named its first female wing command chief. Chief Master Sergeant Zona Hornstra became head of the 114th Fighter Wing over the weekend. Hornstra is a 20-year veteran of the Air National Guard. She served in a medical capacity for 17 years and later became the superintendent of A1 at the South Dakota National Air Guard headquarters. Hornstra says she appreciates the women who have served the nation and paved the way for her to become Wing Command Chief. She replaces Chief Master Sergeant Michael Clausen. You're with South Dakota Public Broadcasting.